UK police pledge to promote pronoun awareness in cringe video for yet another Pride weekend. By Kurt Zindelka on July 31, 2021. Rather than pledging to tackle violent crime in Liverpool, the Merseyside police force have released a video in which officers promise to promote pronoun awareness for the city's LGBT Pride weekend. While Pride Month was celebrated in June already, Liverpool is putting on a virtual LGBT Pride celebration this weekend, sponsored by the increasingly woke Barclays Bank. To mark the event, the Merseyside police released a video of officers waving rainbow flags and announcing their solidarity with the left-wing movement. In the video, entitled "What Makes Merseyside Police Unique and United," Detective Chief Inspector Helen Bennett said, "I pledge to continue to promote pronoun awareness, continuing to ensure that Merseyside Police is a fantastic and inclusive place to work for everybody no matter how you identify." Constable Emma Burns-Jones said, "I pledge to encourage colleagues to use gender-neutral terms." Inspector Ross Meredith said, "I've marched in Pride with Pride for a number of years and will continue to do so in uniform representing Merseyside Police." Chief Inspector of Diversity, Equality and Inclusion, Cassie Cunningham said, "I pledge to increase inclusivity by challenging negativity in all its forms." The highly political video has drawn considerable backlash on social media, with many questioning why the police force was spending its time and resources to celebrate yet another series of LGBT Pride days rather than tackling the force area's violent crime problem. Mocking the cringe-inducing video, Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox wrote, "I pledge to avoid you cultist nut jobs like the plague." Research fellow at the Small C Conservative Bo Group, Gary Powell, said, "If you can watch this, and not worry about how, for the past 10 years, conservative governments have been sitting by, passively watching the ideological capture of our police forces and other public bodies by extreme identity politics, then you have no idea how dangerous this is." It is also questionable whether the video is in line with the code of ethics from the College of Policing, which states, "Police officers must not take any active part in politics. This is intended to prevent you from placing yourself in a position where your impartiality may be questioned." The Merseyside Police Force has been revealed to have given the far-left LGBT organization Stonewall at least £7,500 in subscriptions and donations, despite years of public sector cutbacks. In May, Equalities Minister Liz Truss called on the government to abandon partnering with Stonewall over its radical positions on transgenderism. Some 250 governmental departments had paid the LGBT charity to educate them on the proper use of pronouns and gender-neutral spaces. In February, the Merseyside Police Force also came under fire for launching a campaign against so-called hate speech, in which officers drove around a rainbow flag-clad vehicle bearing the Orwellian message "being offensive is an offense." The force later capitulated and admitted that being offensive is not in itself a crime, despite onerous restrictions on speech in the United Kingdom more generally. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.